Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you want to follow us on social media, you can find me at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. You can find Rob at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter, at RobParkerFSR on the gram. We got Mark Medina, NBA writer for NBA.com, Rob, who interviewed Kareem after the, about the social justice award. And that's when Kareem shared some of his thoughts on LeBron. And Kareem, was critical of a few of LeBron's actions. Overall, he spoke glowingly of LeBron.
He did. He really did.
Yep. But he did throw in, some of his actions should embarrass him. He's talking about the celebration after a game a few months ago during a game where he kind of referred to having, big
onions.
Yes, there you go. And then his COVID, LeBron never came out and told people they should get vaccinated and promoted the vaccination. He did get vaccinated himself, but then released a social media post kind of equating, it seems like, COVID to a cold and a flu. Now, it was put in the context of a question, but it also was put in the context of a comic thing, right, with Spider-Man. So
Spider-Man,
it's hard
right.
to say, was he, it's hard to say that it was a complete, just straight up, hey, what? Let me know, what's the difference, which LeBron tried to paint it as yesterday. So anyway, Kareem came out, Rob, and released a statement today just saying that he was really kind of trying to be kind of give more constructive criticism to LeBron and more criticizing him as a concerned big brother who just doesn't want him to kind of mess up his brand rather than, you know, just ripping LeBron. And I'll give Kareem the benefit of the doubt in that regard and say I do think that's the spirit in which he meant it. But some, Rob, think he's upset that LeBron's about to break his scoring record.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. I just, you know, records. Do you really believe people are, like, your record, like, you broke somebody's record. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times.
Right.
So everybody's record gets broken. I just don't – who really goes around thinking that your record will never be broken? I just – there's certain things
– I can't see him being –
I can't see that.
I mean, Kareem is recognized as, by some, the greatest player ever.
Yep.
And by most, a top three player ever. And so, you know – one of the most famous teams of all time. He was a centerpiece, Showtime Lakers. He's one of a member of what some, Rob, would argue is the best duo ever, Magic and Kareem. So I don't think he's got, and he's got so many other interests as well. I don't think Kareem is upset about LeBron breaking
up. I don't either. I think that's easy to people. Because that's just the nature of people. If you say anything, oh, he's jealous, oh, he's this, you know, like you can't criticize somebody who's had success. I don't believe that that's true. I
right.
think you can.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
We will get into that with Mark Medina when he gets on.
Funky Cole who?
In about 25 minutes.
Nothing,
but let's
Alex,
go to
nothing.
Another big man, Rob.
Nah.
Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid is in the running for the MVP. He's having a great season. But it doesn't – I mean, if you believe kind of some of the stories that are coming out and what some of the voters are talking about, myself, Rob, I had Embiid first, but close with Giannis, Jokic, Luka. It's a very close race because the win totals are very similar with these teams and the individual numbers – are very similar. I moved over to Giannis last week, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, Joel has a chance. If he wins it, I certainly won't scream bloody murder. It would be deserved. But he was asked about it, and Rob G, read us the quote that Embiid gave.
If it happens, great. If it doesn't, I don't know what I have to do. I'll feel like they hate me. I'll feel like the standard for guys in Philly or for me is different than everybody else.
See, he went too far because, number one, nobody hates him. And he was smiling, kind of joking. So, you know, with Joel's personality, he likes to joke. Hopefully he meant that as he was trying to be funny. But the standard, Rob, Dr. J won an MVP in Philly. Moses Malone won an MVP in Philly. And Allen Iverson won an MVP
right.
in Philly.
There you go.
Everybody who's deserved it, Rob, there you can't point to a player that's been in Philadelphia who you would say got robbed and never won an MVP. So, Joel, that's just a bad statement. You're not being any more held to any higher standard than a player in Milwaukee,
and
Giannis,
that's right. And that,
a player in Denver,
right.
Jokic. You know what I mean? Come on.
Like that, when people start throwing that out, and you just gave a perfect example, three Philadelphia legends all got their due, Chris. They
yep.
played Allen Iverson. I mean,
yep.
I mean, what other standard are you being held to? There's other people going to look at all kinds of stuff, and when we get this close, Chris, it's one thing we talk about is nitpicking. You got to
right.
nitpick when it's a close race and you got people who are bunched up and their stats are very close. If his stats were through the roof, then there would be no debate.
Right.
But they're close.
That's the thing. As great as he's been, can you say he's been head and shoulders
no,
above Giannis?
You can't say that.
And here's how close the numbers are. Because for me, right now, and we still have the rest of this week to vote, ballots are due Monday.
So when they do Monday morning?
Monday at midnight. I'm going to vote like Saturday. But this, I think right now I've got Embiid and Giannis 1 and 2. I've got Giannis 1. Here's how close the numbers are, Rob. Embiid is averaging a tenth of a point more, 30.2. Giannis at 30.1. They're tied in rebounds, 11.6. Giannis, more assists, 5.8 to 4.2. Steals are the same. Blocks, Embiid 1.5, Giannis 1.4. Giannis' field goal percentage is much better, 55% to 49% for Embiid. But Embiid's a much better three-point shooter, 36%, almost 37% to 20, basically 30%. For Embiid, they get to the free throw line the same amount, the top two in the game. Giannis's PER is slightly better, 32.2 to 31.2. And defensively, I think Embiid's defensive rate is a smidge higher than Giannis's, but I would argue Giannis is the better defender. But it's very close, Rob. And Embiid asked, we didn't hear it in the quote, he said, what, you know, I'd say, what do I have to do to win? Maybe he did say we didn't have here. I didn't hear it. But he said, what do I have to do? I'm going to give him some advice. Because the reason, a big reason why he doesn't have one thus far, Rob, is he hadn't typically played enough games. He's never played more than 64 games in a season. This is his first year he's playing 65. And that's a lot. Usually, the most any player had ever missed, I think coming into this year, outside of Bill Walton, who won it way back when writers voted. When players voted.
When players, right. I was just
right,
saying players.
In the 70s. Right. But was Allen Iverson missing like 11 games? And now it's changed starting this year because so many players are missing a lot of games. The top MVP candidates are all missing close to 20 games. So this year he'll be in it, but he's playing a career-high 65 games. That's the first thing, playing more games. Secondly, Rob, dunk the ball! You mentioned we nitpick, Rob.
Yeah.
And last week there was a statement game between Milwaukee and Philadelphia. And we just showed you how close the race is. And Giannis, the last play of the game, Milwaukee's up 2. James Harden shoots a brick off from three-point land. Joel gets the rebound, but instead of gathering himself and dunking it, he goes up meekly and in a rushed manner. He got a rushed layup, a soft layup attempt, and Giannis came and blocked it, and that was the game. So your competition made the game-winning play, and you fumbled the game-winning play. That was one. And then, Rob, a few weeks ago against Jokic, another MVP candidate, into the game, 5 seconds left, Giannis or Joel has the ball in three-point range, and this is my third thing, Joel, after play enough games, dunk the ball, take the shot! All right, because Joel, who has no problem shooting the rock and is a very good three-point shooter and was 3 for 3 from the arc in that game, Jokic is backing off, giving him the shot 5-6 feet from him. And Embiid, instead of taking it, you're 3 for 3, he passes it to a role player, George Niang, who's 2 for 10, Rob, in that game from three-point range. Yang bricks it, and that's the game. So I'm looking at the big moments, not to mention Giannis coming up huge against Brooklyn, Rob.
Had the big three right? to tie the game.
Yes, 3 to tie the game, 2 free throws to win the game in overtime. And so I don't. It doesn't have to come down to one game, one shot, one play. But when you nitpick and it's so close, things like that matter.
They do. And, so, and you look right? at those. Right. You do take a look and it's like, you can't help it, Chris. You could have a great season slumped the last 2 weeks of the year. Who was that that happened to? Oh, when we were talking in baseball with
Vlad Jr.,
you remember?
Right.
Yep. Right, Chris, right? Like a week or 10 days before the season was over.
It was between him and Shohei, according.
Right.
I had Shohei, but you had Vlad, yeah.
Right, and then Vlad fell off the last 10 days or 2 weeks, you remember?
Yeah.
And didn't get to the Triple Crown. And he struggled, actually, and fumbled his way to finish the season. And when you see that, it does affect the voter, because that's when you're about. If you finish the season on a hot streak, making big plays and making, and you've had a great year all year, you go, man, he's had a great year. Look at what
great
he's done.
Great point, Rob.
And that's how people, it's just, that's human nature. You don't go, yeah, but Embiid made those big baskets in April, or, you know, like, you don't do that.
Yep. It's like or the Heisman April, voting.
In October,
or
you know
even,
what I mean? Early,
even like, college football rankings in general. You lose in early in the season, it doesn't hurt you as much as if you lose late.
Right.
And so, and here's another thing, Rob. Giannis leads the, and this kind of goes along with what I'm talking about. Giannis leads the league in fourth quarter scoring. Almost 9 points a game on 55% shooting. DeMar DeRozan second, LeBron James third, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Ja Morant, Trae Young, Joel Embiid. 6 points. Not bad, but if you think about it, Embiid averages 30, Rob. He only gets six of them in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Right? If you average 6 points per quarter, that's only 24 points. So he's not delivering as much down the stretch. Giannis, of course, averages 30 as well. He's giving you 9 points in the fourth quarter. Not quite as much as 10 a quarter, but obviously much better than Joel giving you six. So that's just another stat. But yeah, I think it's Giannis right now. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think it's harder to win an MVP in Philly? I know you don't. So who's your MVP right now? Giannis, Joel, Nikola, or Luka? Or Devin? If you don't know the last names, then you shouldn't be telling me who the MVP is anyway if you don't know the last names. Your turn to weigh in, a couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
So in life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako.
Go to Mako.com for an online estimate today.
All right, it's the iCouple brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Who's your MVP? Is it Joel Embiid or somebody else?
All right, let's kick it off with Morgan in Bakersfield, California. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Morgan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Been a while. Third time, long time, I think. I can't remember the number, but I try to always get in, but, you know, I'm always knocking on the door and I never
that's
get in.
That's all right. As long as you're listening, my man, that's what we care about.
Yeah, no, you guys are awesome. I always like listening to you guys. So I'm going to be a little bit homerous, a little biased. Sorry, can't help it. Not sorry. I'm a Nuggets fan. So I think it should be Joker back-to-back. Embiid and Giannis, and definitely Booker and Luka are having great seasons. If it couldn't be Joker, I actually think Booker would be a good one. I don't know if he's got the numbers of Giannis and Embiid.
I don't think Booker's even in that range, Chris. Is he?
He'll finish in the top five, but yeah, he won't win it. Because there's a question as to whose team is that. Is it Booker's or is it Chris Paul's, even though Booker's the leading scorer? I can't remember an MVP winning it when you were wondering whose team is that. You know what I mean? So that's something. And Booker's great. He might make first team all NBA. But, yeah, I don't think he'll win. He won't win the MVP.
All right. Appreciate that. Thanks, Morgan. 877-99 on Fox. Let's go to John in Maine. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. All right, I'll make it quick.
Thank you, John.
What have you done for me lately? Giannis with the block. Giannis with the three. I mean, nobody's going to remember the season that Embiid had after those two games. So I'm going to give it to Embiid. All right, to Giannis.
You're giving it to Giannis or Embiid?
Giannis. Sorry. Okay. I mixed up the names. But, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Giannis had those two great moments. You know, everybody's looking where the seeding is going to go in the East. I mean, that makes a big difference. That's what we remember. So I'm going to go with Giannis.
Quickly. The top four candidates, Giannis, Embiid, Jokic, Luka, I think, none of them born in the United States.
I know, that's interesting, isn't it?
You know, the last three winners, Giannis twice, Jokic wants to have been.
Could be four, you know, in a row. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it likely will be four in a row.
Yep. Peyton.
Almost certainly.
In Denver, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Peyton Manning? Peyton.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I'm the real PFM over here. You know, I want to say that I feel bad for you that you really haven't put Jokic in your top two there. You know, if he gets 74 points and 14 more rebounds, he's going to have 2,000, 1,000, and 500. No player's ever done that. He also did that in the West.
Is the West better than the East nowadays? I mean, the East is great.
I mean, he's about to pull it in the fifth or fourth. I mean, just in general, based off of those teams. I mean, there's a lot of teams that you're talking about.
Well, they're the sixth seed right now.
Well, what I'm saying is, you brought up how he only
fifth. They're
only
fifth.
65
tied,
games this year. What about Jokic playing almost every single game? He got hurt for one game, maybe two games.
Jokic has been great, but I don't think he's been as good as those two.
The stat guys
Jokic might win it. Because the analytics guys love him.
Yep.
And he's missed seven games, which isn't bad. I mean, that's more than all the other candidates have played, probably. 72 of 79. But, because Robbie's got the highest PER.
You said it, right.
In history. And he's great. And he's having a great year. He leads his team in everything. But they got their record against teams above 500 isn't very good. You heard me talk about fourth quarter scoring. He's not up there with Embiid and so Giannis. But I think he might win it, Rob, because as you said, the analytics guys love him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves and free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the iCouple, our next guest. Longtime NBA writer, now working with NBA.com. Friend of the show, we welcome in Mark Medina. Mark, how are you?
Funky Cole, what's up?
Yes, Rob, I'm doing well when I'm talking basketball with you guys. Hope you're hanging in.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, man, as always. And look, obviously you did this interview with Kareem, and people are, you know, have jumped on his comments about LeBron. What do you think of it? Are people taking them out of context? Like, what's your take on this?
Yeah, I think Kareem was just incredibly candid for both his criticisms and praise for LeBron James. I think if you read, you know, the full Q&A of the time that he spoke with a bunch of reporters and then a few minutes afterwards with me, you'll see that his comments about LeBron James were very nuanced but very honest. And what he broke down was this. He did not back away from the criticisms that he's expressed in his own articles as a writer for Substack about, you know, his praise for LeBron James on the social justice front of, you know, speaking out against racial injustices and his efforts with the I Promise School in Akron in his hometown. And let's see, getting people registered to vote before the 2020 elections. All those things sparked a lot of compliments from Kareem. But where Kareem took issue with LeBron James were two things. One, just the fact that LeBron has declined to be, you know, one of the voices in the NBA with promoting the vaccine and also spreading, you know, kind of COVID-19 misinformation with likening it to the flu and the cold. So he didn't back away from those things. But I think, you know, what happened is, you know, after there were a few outlets that published the stories and highlighted Kareem's comments saying that LeBron should feel embarrassed, I think that, you know, internally there was a lot of steps made with Kareem's camp of, you know, how do we respond to this? So there were some subsequent statements he released reiterating his respect for LeBron and kind of somewhat backtracking, you know, some of his criticisms. But I think if you read the full Q&A, I don't think anyone should take offense to it. I think he was just being incredibly candid, honest, and fair about everything.
Chris and I picked it up, thought that, right, Chris? That
yep.
He wasn't going out of his way to dog LeBron or he was just talking about the whole thing, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, of course, people normally, you know this, will jump on the ugly part, and it's just human nature.
Yeah, 100%. And the other subplot to this is Kareem was at the Laker Nuggets game to present, you know, the Social Justice Championship Award that's named after him. It was going to be going to Carmelo Anthony because he was the recipient last year. So, you know, I think that there was an expectation more of the topics would center on the award and Carmelo Anthony. But look, you know, Kareem knows the business. He's kind of been in our business a little bit. I don't think that there should be any element of surprise that reporters would ask him about his comments about LeBron, because he's written a lot of articles this past year about it. And to Kareem's credit, he didn't back down from any of it. He just reiterated the points he had already made. So it is a shame that I think there was kind of almost an overreaction to the reaction. I mean, I don't think Kareem should feel any regret for his candidness, both with his articles and what he said to reporters. But I think that, you know, there was a hope of just trying to put everything in context because of what they saw with kind of the headlines and all that.
Mark, you covered the Lakers for the LA Daily News for several years. What do you think they will do this offseason? I mean, it looks like they're not even going to make the play-in.
Because it's fugly right now. It's so bad.
Yeah. I mean, there's talk that they could trade Anthony Davis. Should they get off LeBron? Obviously, Westbrook, they'll try to trade. But what do you think they'll do in this offseason?
Well, there's no doubt there's going to be changes made. Look, they came to the season expecting championship, and maybe that was unrealistic given the roster, but that was their internal expectation, number one. And number two, you know, there's a lot of, you know, comments that the players have been making. Anthony Davis reiterated it after the loss against Denver, saying, hey, if we weren't hurt, we'd be a much different team. Maybe that's not, you know, maybe that's accurate, but the reality is the Laker issues weren't simply because of injuries. It was because they had a flawed roster, and part of it was they had a lot of old guys that could become susceptible to injuries. So even if the Lakers are spouting that rhetoric, I don't believe that that's all of a sudden going to make them think, oh, you know what, we got to just run this back and keep the same roster. No, they're going to make changes. There's 8 free agents that are going to be players that are going to be free agents this summer. So those players will be replaced. But when you look at it, those guys are all veteran minimum players. So what the changes will entail won't be drastic. The big thing and hope is obviously moving off of Russell Westbrook's contract. But the reality is there's not really a market for him. There wasn't really a market for him leading into the trade deadline unless the Lakers were willing to give up draft picks. And I don't think there's really going to be a market for them this summer. I think that eventually the Lakers are going to have to accept there's no scenario where they trade Westbrook for another all-star caliber player. So now it's about moving the goalposts. And they have to be willing to accept 2 scenarios. They trade Russ to another team for a package of different role players that fulfill some of the positional needs a lot better than what they did with their roster this past season, and some draft picks. Or if that's too much and there's no market for that, they have to be willing to accept negotiating a buyout because, you know, look, Russ has had some good games here or there, including the game against Denver. But the reality is the Lakers have tried every single scenario with him this season. Number one, number two, number three option, playing on and off the ball. They've done everything except for, you know, him coming off the bench, but I don't think that that would have really solved anything other than just create a new storyline in tension. So the reality is they've tried everything to put him in a position to succeed and didn't work. So he's going to be gone, but the reality is, you know, easier said than done, and I don't think that it's logical, nor would they even do this and entertain it of moving off LeBron and AD. So now it's a matter of, okay, what, you know, players can they fit around them in hopes to still give them a fighting chance to make another run at it next season.
And speaking of gone, Vogel's gone?
I think so. I don't think it's fair for him. This is more, you know, roster construction issues. And, you know, if you want to analyze like every single rotation, I'm sure there's mistakes that he's been made. But, you know, the reality is you can only do so much when you have a flawed roster and plenty of injuries. But, you know, given how the NBA is, this is what head coaches sign up for. So I would be surprised if he's back. But I don't think that he deserves it. But that's just the reality.
Mark, who do you – the MVP race is close. It looks like Jokic may win, but I think it's incredibly close with him, Luka, Giannis, Embiid. Who are you looking at right now at that in that number one spot?
Yeah, it's tough. I think I have a vote this year. I'll wait till I hear from officially from the league. But, you know, right now, I don't know who to choose for. I mean, I think it's going to be among Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo, but every player has their own case. And,
right.
you know, with Joel, look, he's put up dominant numbers on both ends of the floor. You know, I think he entered a season where there's a lot of drama with Ben Simmons' absence, everything that came with it, and he kept the Philadelphia 76ers as a serious contender in the Eastern Conference, despite not having an all-star with him for half the season. But Nikola Jokic, you know, he's maintained, he's actually had better numbers. He's played, you know, he's done more with less, knowing that Jamal Murray's been out all season. Michael Porter Jr.'s been out for most of the year. You know, Giannis, you know, he continues to get better so much that, you know, Darvin Ham, the Bucks assistant coach, was telling me that, you know, he sees reminders of what Tim Duncan used to be. Much different style of play that they have, because Tim was, you know, kind of the boring, big fundamental guy, and Giannis is really good with that, his athleticism. But just the idea that he's this team guy, he's no nonsense, he's all about, you know, just tapping into the work. I don't know what to do, man. It's among those three, and it's something that I take very seriously. So I don't want to just be flippant and say, oh, yeah, the edge is going to Joel or whoever. I'm going to wait until I get the ballot and have to submit it before I decide among those three players.
All right, that's our man Mark Medina. Does a great job covering the NBA for NBA.com. Thanks for the knowledge, brother.
Thanks for having me, man. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, yep. All well. Appreciate it.
More Lakers talk coming up. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. And, of course, many of you wondering about this game. And right now, it's a close one. North Carolina, the eighth seed, not going away. In fact, they're leading 20-18.
Yes.
Just a little over about 8 minutes left in the first half, Rob. So, look, more than anything, I mean, I don't have really a rooting interest in these teams. I probably like to see North Carolina underdog. Hubert Davis first year. But I want a close game more than anything. And that's what we have so far.
I'm with it. I picked UNC plus the four or whatever.
You might get some of those shekels back.
I need them back after Friday night. But I'm not that mad. You know what I mean? Hubert Davis' first year. Can you imagine taking over a legendary program? You know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah.
And being able to do that as an eighth seed. Wow.
Hey, no, Rob, real quick, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but during that last segment, Rob, I got a text from our buddy Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand. Says, tell Rob saw Shekel City bets he can come back to Vegas anytime.
Wow. And you know what's funny? Is
they
gonna
build a new wing of the hotel with Rob's money.
So when I'm going on April 14th. I'm going next week. So I'm going to go check it out.
Wow. Rob, Anthony Davis, we just talked about it with Mark Medina. He said that the reason, you know, they wonder, I'm putting words in his mouth at this point, stays up at night. Of course, he didn't say that. But he just wonders what would have been had they been healthy. And, Rob, it's hard for me to stomach that. Because, one, Anthony Davis, unfortunately, is rarely healthy. Like, this isn't just a year out of the blue. Oh, man, AD went down. Who could have thought it? He's played more games this year than he did last year.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, he played 36 last year, and I think he's at 39 this year. And then, Rob, to add insult to injury, with all due respect to Kendrick Nunn, he actually said, he mentioned, you know, himself and the guys have been injured and Kendrick Nunn. Like, if we had me,
oh, yeah,
Nunn, like, I mean, look, K Nunn's made a nice little, you know, he's played well for a guy. I think he was undrafted. But come on. K-Nun wouldn't turn your season around. Sorry, Rob G. So I just think, Rob, Anthony Davis, I just want him to do some real, and I get it. Sometimes you can't help, you know, you get injured, you can't help it. But his whole career, Rob, has largely been defined by injury.
Chris, every year, basically, except for the COVID year, right? When they had four months off.
With the Lakers. With the Lakers, he played 62 games his first year with them. And like you said, they got, what, 4 months off? That was like a whole offseason.
Right, four months.
So he really didn't play a straight season. And then he played 36 last year and 39 this year. His last 3 years in New Orleans, I give him credit, 75 games, and then he only played 56 his last year there, but a lot of that was just because of the trade demand and all that. So AD, I don't know what he has to do, Rob, diet, new workout, new trainer, get on LeBron James's program, spend that $1.5 million, 1.5 that LeBron spends on his body, whatever it is, you're a Laker. You are walking in the footsteps of many of the greats that played in this league. And Rob, they're talking about trading. I mean, you know, the reports are they might trade him. I don't think they will. But you don't want to end up God knows where. If you're Anthony Davis, Rob, you want to finish your career with the Lakers. Even when LeBron's gone, right? You want to finish your career with the Lakers because they have a history of getting somebody else. But I'm not free agent to come play with you.
But I wouldn't be mad at them if they decided to move on.
AD or if you're somebody else?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying from AD's perspective.
Right.
He moved mountains to get there, right? So you want to stay there. So it's dependent on your health. It ain't nothing else. Even though Robbie hadn't played to the level you and I expected after that championship, he still is a very good player when he plays. But that's the question. And I just think, look, I get it. If you get an offer that knocks your socks off, sure, move him. But I don't see that coming. Because everybody else knows how injury-prone he is, too.
Right.
And so I don't think they'll get that type of offer. So I wouldn't just move him for some young pieces, draft picks, something like that. Lakers are about winning now. Lakers about stealing your best player in free agency, trading for your best player because he wants to be in la-la land. That's their history. And so I would stick with him, but AD's got to hold up his end of the bargain and, commit himself to getting as healthy as he can. And so there's a lot of factors in why their season's gone south, but a big one is his lack of health, not really everybody else's. All right, iCouple, we out. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, they bring heat.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.